Rebecca is an incredible example of leadership. Many of you will know him for standing up for justice and liberation for all. David Shoebridge. David Shoebridge is a Green Senator for New South Wales and is the Australian Green spokesperson on justice, digital rights, defence, foreign affairs and immigration. Prior to being elected to the Senate, David was an MP in the New South Wales Parliament and the chair of the Public Accountability Committee. As the Australian Greens defence spokesperson, he and his team have been instrumental in exposing the toxic AUKUS deal, as well as Australia's involvement in the supply chain of F-35. Now, can I please remind everybody before David speaks to not engage with Zionists and to keep our focus and messaging clear. And that is free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Our drop here is very clear, and I want everybody to listen to me very carefully. Our drop here is very clear. To sit still and to not engage. The Zionists can sit and chant all they want. They can spew out all the hate that they want. But we are not going to give them any attention. We are not going to give them any attention because the words of people that support the slaughter of innocent men, women and children do not matter. They do not matter at all. So we do not engage, and we can continue to chant, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Now please join me in welcoming David. Free, free Palestine!
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 Gaza!
Free, free Gaza!
We'll drown them out with love and peace. That's what we'll drown them out with, love and peace. I want to thank you all for coming out today. We're here on NAM, we're here on First Nations land. And let's again hear it loud and clear. Always was, always will be.
Aboriginal land.
Be louder. Always was, always will be.
Aboriginal land.
And we know that First Nations people on this continent have been fighting war and genocide and violence. And let's remember that. And let's commit today and tomorrow in our politics, in our workplaces, in our homes, to show solidarity with First Nations people and make that cry, make that statement, this always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Let's make it meaningful. And I want to congratulate the people of Victoria for stepping down the pathway to treaty. Well done to Victoria for taking that national step. You can show, we can do this stuff. We can do this stuff. But I can't tell you how extraordinary it is to come down here. And you can be on the streets in the centre of Melbourne. You can be in my beautiful hometown of Sydney on Gadigal land. You can be walking out through the middle of Wagga. Anywhere on this country, and I'll tell you what Australians want. And I'll tell you what Australian values are that we keep having told what they are. I'll tell you what Australian values are. I'll tell you what Australians want. And it's the same thing as billions of people across this world want. We want no war and we want peace. They're the Australian values that I see. And it's now 2 weeks that this latest US forever war, this latest US forever war has been running. It's now 2 weeks that this latest US forever war, and it seems forever, because it's a continuation. It's a continuation of ongoing US and Israeli attacks and strikes. And I think to our government's eternal shame, to our government's eternal shame, the Albanese Labor government was the first government on the planet to support and endorse this latest illegal forever war. Well, shame on Labor. But I also have to tell you this, when you go into the federal parliament, and I've been there the last 2 weeks, and I've been watching Penny Wong try and justify the latest US forever war, desperately not say Donald Trump's name, desperately not say Lebanon, desperately not talk about peace. But I've been down there as one of the Greens senators in the federal parliament and our good colleague Libby in the lower house. And it is extraordinary how little there is to separate Labor, the coalition, and One Nation on this. You go down there in the federal parliament and Labor, the coalition, and One Nation, do you know what their debate last week was about the war? The debate between the coalition and Labor and One Nation was whether or not we would congratulate the United States for beginning the illegal war, which was the coalition's position, supported by One Nation, or whether we would support the illegal war, which was Labor's position. That was their debate. And I've seen them run the same lies that come out of Donald Trump's mouth. And they've come from Richard Marles, the Defence Minister, they've come from Albanese, the Prime Minister, they've come from Wong, the Foreign Minister. And the same lies that are being generated in Washington are being regurgitated and generated in the federal parliament from all three of the war parties. Because that's what they are. Labor, the Coalition, One Nation, they're all the same, they're all war parties. And we stand against those three war parties. And they don't represent Australia. But they've been parroting the same lies that we get from Donald Trump. Apparently, our support was to stop an imminent threat of an Iranian nuclear weapons program. Yeah, right. Now, I thought Donald Trump told us in June that that had been obliterated. And then he told us barely a few days before this latest horrific bombing campaign that it had been obliterated. The International Atomic Energy Agency has said that it's a lie. But we get this same lie being repeated by our own government, gaslighting us. Lying to us.
Lies!
And you know what's extraordinary? Joining in an illegal war with Israel and the US against Iran, allegedly to try and prevent a nation in the Middle East having an illegal supply of nuclear weapons contrary to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Our government is supporting Israel in that, which has hundreds of nuclear weapons in gross breach of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And you're not allowed to say that in Parliament. No one says that in Parliament. And if you mention the deep base hypocrisy there, it's like you farted in a lift in Parliament. How dare you mention this obvious hypocrisy and truth? But the Australian people aren't mugs. We know when we're being lied to. We know when they're manufacturing consent. And we know what side we want to be on in this conflict. We want to be on the side of Iranian people on the street. We want to be on the side of people in Beirut who just want to be able to go about their lives and take their kids to school. We're on the side of those mums and dads who in the first 4 hours of the US illegal attack had to remove their kids' bodies and their school bags from an appalling illegal strike on a school. We're on the sides of the mums and dads and their brothers and sisters. We're on humanity's side in this struggle. Absolutely. But I tell you, there is such a disconnect between the federal parliament and the three war parties, Labor, the Coalition and One Nation, and the mood on the ground. And there's a reason that Albanese took us into this war, sending off Australian military aircraft, sending off personnel, allowing the US to use Pine Gap and Northwest Cape, embedding Australian troops in the US military. There's a reason he decided on all of that. And they decide on AUKUS, and they decide on the supporting United States without ever asking the Australian people. Because if they know they ask the Australian people, do you want to join another US forever war? We would say in a loud, almost unified voice, no to US wars. No to war and yes to peace.
No to Israel war.
But again, I just tell you the
state of Israel.
The way in which those three parties dehumanise the victims of this war is just obscene. I asked Benny Wong last week why the silence from the Albanese Labor government about the killings that are happening in Lebanon. Why the silence about the tens of thousands of Australians who are in Lebanon and no mention of it, no calling out the illegal Israeli attacks and no killing, no calling out the bombings and the more than 1 million people that are now homeless in Lebanon. And you know, in a minute and a half answer from Penny Wong in the Senate, she couldn't even bring herself to say Lebanon. She can't, because for the war parties, the people who are being attacked by US weapons, by Israeli weapons, they just don't exist. They just don't exist. If you're being attacked and bombed by Israeli missiles, by Donald Trump and US missiles, for the war parties, they just don't exist. They just wipe them away from the image. And then we get this argument that Australia should go to war in the Gulf to protect 20,000 expats in the United Arab Emirates, a country most of us have never heard about before this war started. And Labor wants us to believe that our military deployment to the United Arab Emirates came about because of a demand from the United Arab Emirates and not a demand from Donald Trump and his warmongers. We're not fools. We know what's happening. Donald Trump says jump and Anthony Albanese says how high, and it's to his eternal shame. To his absolute eternal shame. But I'll finish with this. Those same politicians who cheered on this war, from the Coalition, from One Nation, from the Labor Party, right, they're now saying to Australia, oh, we're very surprised that fuel prices are rising. And they're attacking the government or whoever they are for the rising cost of fuel and for the chaos and the economic chaos. Well, I'll tell you one way to stop the economic chaos. I'll tell you one way to unite and make this world safer and more prosperous. We reject every single illegal US war. We call out this war, we call out the next war, and we're never a part of illegal US and Israeli forever wars. If you want to know what we can do now to turn Australia away from this disastrous path that the world and we are taking, we need to cut our ties with the Washington and the US military. We absolutely need to cut our ties with Washington and the US military. And we need to campaign and organise like never before to end AUKUS and stop that obscene, appalling waste of our money and commitment to US forever wars. And we will win this struggle because Donald Trump is a continuation of US policy. People think it's an aberration, but it's a continuation. And finally, the mask is being torn off of US militarism. And we're seeing it for what it is. And we're going to organise against it. We're going to organise for peace. We're going to organise for our common good. We're going to end AUKUS and make Australia a force for peace in this world. Thanks very much.